This is Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, starting to get into the swing of spring high school sports. Nick Bazzalo is the head baseball coach at Sherrard, and they're opening up this weekend playing three games in a Play the Turf event down in Jacksonville. And I know, Coach, that's kind of a nice way to start the season. You see, you know, some competition you're not accustomed to seeing, and you get to play on basically artificial turf, so you know you're going to play some games this weekend. So what about the start of the 2022 season?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, unfortunately, we had our Tuesday game canceled against Fulton. That would have been a nice game to get going right out of the gates, but we get to go down. We know we're going to get some play down in Jacksonville on the turf. Very nice complex. I did that 4 years when I was down at Mercer County. It's a great event, so I knew when I got hired on here at Sherrard that was something I wanted to add, and the guys are really looking forward to it, so we're excited.
All right, and then you play Hoopston, the home of the Corn Jerkers. You play Yorkville Christian, and yes, that's the team that won the state basketball title and the state wrestling title, and then you get the Brimfield Elmwood co-op. So that's kind of a wide array of kind of schools you're playing. You got to like that, though, a lot of different competition.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we love to see different teams. You know, when you get outside of our area, there's some different philosophies sometimes too on how teams want to play. So you can see a lot of different things and you can adjust as the year goes on and, improve your team. So, you know, we're just looking forward to getting down there, playing some teams, competing, playing with high energy, seeing what we got. We got a lot of young guys, not a lot of upperclassmen in our program this year. So, we're looking forward to getting down there and competing with our guys and getting the season off to a start.
Yeah. So you say young guys. So just tell us about, the makeup of this crew here in 2022 for Sherrard. How do you feel good? How do you feel about the depth of pitching with this group?
Yeah. Feel great. I mean, we got plenty of arms. You know, there's some young arms in there. But some guys that are fairly polished, they've played a lot of baseball. Teaching them some new things, some terms of philosophies, strategies that we like to do. So there's a learning curve there, you know, but they're guys that have seen a lot of innings and like to compete. You know, so we have seven total upperclassmen this year. So, you know, clearly by the numbers, you know, to get nine guys out on the field, you're going to have some underclassmen. So, we're going to have a nice mix, of veteran leadership, some younger guys learning. Our veterans have done a nice job getting these guys ingrained into our program and kind of teach them how we want to do some things. And, we're just really excited. I mean, we got plenty of arms to go down there this weekend to compete. We'll throw a lot of different things out there for lineups and kind of see how they click, and we'll start to make adjustments in the first couple weeks.
Yeah. And then offensively, how good do you think this team will be?
Yeah, there's a ceiling, man. We've got a solid ceiling, offensively. We got a couple guys in there that are X factors. We got a guy in the middle of our senior, Brendan Welch. You know, he kind of came on strong at the end of the year, and he's as strong as an ox too. So, when he can barrel up a baseball, things can happen for us. So, you know, we'll put him in the middle of the order there and look for him to drive some balls to the gap and score some runs. And then we've got some powerful young guys that we're going to kind of mix into the middle of the order too. So, you know, I think there's a high ceiling. Again, like I said, there's going to be a learning curve. Some of these kids are going to start facing 17, 18 year old kids that, you know how to pitch and kind of can flip some things up there differently. So, it'll be a challenge, but we're just hoping to see that progression over time and develop as we move on.
Now, I saw, I think on, social media here over the winter, you have some like new technology or something that you're using. Is that right? Can you kind of explain that a little bit? You've utilized that in the, off season workouts.
Yeah. We're trying to add a lot of different resources. You know, the big one we got was the Rapsodo hitting unit. You know, some other local schools are obviously getting that too. It's one of those affordable items, instead of going like the HitTrax route, you know, for $20,000 or whatever. But well, what it does is it essentially gives you all the batted ball data. If we're in the cage or outside on the field or whatever. So guys can see their exit velocities. They can see their spin rates on what we're working on with our hitting paths. They can see the direction, you know, if it was an outside pitch and they pulled it, you know, they can understand that they need to sit back and drive the ball the other way. Just a lot of different things that we can utilize with that. It provides a video concept where, we can get video of the at bat, the swing, and then break it down afterwards to kind of show guys what we're doing in drills and how it incorporates into their swing against a live arm. So a lot of different things. We're all still kind of learning, even as coaches, we're learning all the nerd type data stuff that we can use with it. And, we're loving it. The kids love it. They compete with it. They see guys hit balls at 90 plus miles an hour, and, you know, they try to understand what they need to do to get to that range. So, It's been a lot of fun. Kids have really taken a liking to it, and we just hope to keep moving with it.
All right. I know last spring was a season for the traditional spring sports that got the full state tournament series, and now it was a shortened season, but you're back to a regular schedule. Do you feel good about kind of the length where you don't have the short season? And I think baseball is a little more important. You know, softball can play in a shorter time because of the pitching situation.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel better about that where the season is lengthened out this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to be back to normal. You know, we've been used to that. I like it. You know, I do wish there could be some changes in the future of, you know, extending, you know, the practice time ahead of time before games. I kind of liked it last year where, you know, we could kind of basically start outside the 1st of April, but I know that shortened some things up, and then you're only, you know, low 20s in the games before regionals. So, but it's been nice. You know, we've had a nice week of weather this week, so we've been able to get outside after two long weeks indoors, and it'll be just nice to expand it out a little bit and get that pitching lined up how we really want to do it.
All right, so then baseball in the area this year. You know, it's been weird the past couple, since the pandemic has begun, whatever the sport has been, most people I talk to, they're not as familiar as they once were about kind of area teams just because of how crazy the pandemic has been. Do you know much about, I mean, what do you expect from the area this year baseball-wise?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's gonna move up a level this year. You know, last year you had a lot of kids that were just getting into the varsity levels that, you know, missed a year of their fresh soft games or, you know, were kind of just learning on the fly. But now these kids that are returning that have another year under their belt, they've had a full off season of work. I mean, we started our off season stuff the 1st of November. So, that adds a lot of things that we've been working on, and I expect other teams doing that too. So, there's a lot of local teams that have good arms. Orion's got a couple arms that are solid at the top of their rotation. And when you're talking conference play, I mean, you only need one or two to stay in the race. So, Mercer County's young as well. You know, they got some kids coming up. I think they'll be solid. Coach Harrison does a nice job. So, just all around, I think teams are going to be a little deeper this year and be ready to go with the longer season.
All right. Nick Bazala and the Sherrard Tigers, they open up down in Jacksonville this weekend. Coach, good luck early on. We'll talk to you throughout the year.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right. Nick Bazala, Sherrard Tiger Baseball, joining us on WRMJ.